Strange Adventure.
It was a great day in Martinville, for this was the afternoon of the baseball game between the Martinville Mammoths and the Burlington Blasters. The banners were up, and so were the bets. Long before game time, the bleachers and most of the spectators were loaded. The home team gathered in the office of Sheriff Patrick O'Brien, who was manager, captain, and pitcher. John Friday tapped the sheriff on the shoulder.
Patrick, am I in the starting lineup?
Yes, John, I can use you. Here, get into this suit. You can be assistant captain.
Oh, thank you, Patrick.
But John's elation didn't last very long. When he unfolded the baseball uniform, he saw that its voluminous size was too great even for the portly form of the sheriff.
Get into it, John, and entertain the crowd until the game starts.
Even though disappointed, John didn't refuse. He kept the fans laughing till game time. Then he retired to the Martinville bench, secretly hoping that something would happen so he would get a chance to play. Finally, it was the last of the ninth, with two out and the score tied at 6-6. Two men were on base when the sheriff came up to bat. The sheriff singled, filling the bases. Mark Watson, the next man up, hefted a bat and started for the box. Suddenly, John Friday was struck by an idea. He picked up the water bucket and rushed toward the batter, waddling awkwardly in the oversized uniform. The crowd roared with laughter as John stumbled and fell right in the path of Mark Watson, spilling the water. It was Watson's next move. He slipped in the mud and fell heavily, striking his head on the bucket. He was out cold. While the other players were carrying him from the field, John waved his arms and rushed to the umpire. The fans quieted for the announcement.
John Friday, pinch hitting for Mark Watson.
The crowd was momentarily stunned. The players on the bench rushed to John Friday and grabbed him. The little man talked fast. The players hesitated. Then all of them dashed back to the bench, keeping Friday in the center of the team. The crowd started booing the delay, and the umpire shouted his order,
batter up!
The crowd's roar turned to a puzzled stillness as the fans gazed in wonder at the strange action going on at home plate. The team was carrying John Friday to the plate, and there he was wearing the stilts he'd used while entertaining the crowd before the game. The Burlington pitcher howled his protests.
Hey, how can I get a ball between his knees and his shoulders when he's propped way up there? And in them oversized pants, I can't even tell where his knees are.
Make him pitch to me, umpire. There's nothing in the rule book that says what a player has to wear on his feet or that he has to have a uniform to fit.
The pitcher hurled four straight balls, and the umpire waved to John,
take your base.
The winning run was forced over the base, and John Friday became the hero of the day. As a matter of fact, the afternoon was named in John's honor. In Martinville, it was spoken of as Friday Afternoon. This is Pat McGinn in Hollywood, California, saying goodbye from my writer, Charles Crowder, and inviting you to listen to The Derelict, our next tale of Strange Adventure.